Jobs gained, jobs lost. CJ Papa, Fox News. Just about 30 minutes from now, a key reading on the U.S. economy. The October jobs report. We will learn about how many jobs are created across the nation. The numbers from the Labor Department will be revealed 2 days after the central bank bumped up interest rates by 75 basis points for a fourth time this year. Billionaire Elon Musk bought Twitter at the end of last month for about $44 billion, and he's reportedly ready to send out pink slips to thousands of employees.
Twitter had more than 7,500 employees at the start of the year. The Wall Street Journal says a message sent to staff didn't reveal the extent of the cuts, but said employees will receive a message by 9 a.m. Pacific time about whether they were affected.
That's Fox's Jeannie Casola. The social media giant offices will be temporarily closed today. A report is just out from Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee. It claims the FBI and the DOJ are tainted, citing whistleblowers testifying the Bureau is, quote, rotten at its core. The report details alleged misconduct at the FBI and the politicization at the highest levels of the Department of Justice. The Republicans on the committee say this report is the first comprehensive accounting of the FBI's problems to date, which undermines the FBI's fundamental law enforcement mission. Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving backpedaling, taking to social media asking for forgiveness by taking to Instagram late Thursday for a tweet linking to a documentary criticized as anti-Semitic. Fox's Jared Max has more.
Kyrie Irving is, quote, currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets, so stated the Nets, who suspended their all-star guard a minimum 5 games because, as the Nets stated, Kyrie refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs.
Irving says he takes full responsibility for his decision to share the content with his nearly 5 million followers. America is listening to Fox News.
It's a new day. Because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall? Well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. My Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
Save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed plus special financing. Ends Monday. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's deadline day for the former commander-in-chief. Fox's Ryan Schmelz explains.
The committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol has asked former President Trump to turn over important documents in response to a subpoena today. The committee voted unanimously back in October to subpoena the former president. Republican Wyoming Congresswoman and committee vice chair Liz Cheney said this week during an event in Cleveland that testimony with former President Trump would be under oath and potentially over multiple days.
I think that he has a legal obligation to testify, but that doesn't always carry weight with Donald Trump.
That courtesy of the City Club of Cleveland. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the FBI investigating a shot fired at the home where the children of North Carolina Republican candidate Pat Harrigan, who's running for a seat in the House of Representatives, often stay.
This all started at the very beginning of this campaign when my opponent started to lie about me. And I'm not talking about just normal lies. I'm talking about vile and nasty lies.
Harrigan last hour on Fox and Friends. The incident took place last month, according to officials. But the revelation comes out at a time when there's plenty of security concerns for political figures and their families. Hearing something and saying something may have prevented a tragedy in Michigan. A 10-year-old boy taken out of his school after reportedly telling another student that he wanted to shoot up the school like Ethan Crumley. Crumley's the teen accused of opening fire in his high school in Oxford last year, killing 4 people. He pled guilty to the charges against him last week. The young student in Lake Orion hasn't been charged. Tornado threat for parts of Texas. Fox Weather's Nick Koser.
Talking about some very heavily populated spots. Dallas, Bryan, Shreveport. There's a big old tornado threat, too. And this is the real deal here. Possibly EF2 or greater.
Download the Fox Weather app, available at App Store and Google Play, and turn to the critical alerts to keep you and your family safe. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois State Police confirming that one person killed in a crash on Interstate 57 Thursday. It happened about 440 south of the interchange with I-74. Two men in a box truck, both from Chicago suburb of Cicero. Their passenger died from injuries. The driver of the semi was not hurt. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining the Attorneys General of California and the District of Columbia in suing Albertsons and Kroger after the two announced they plan to merge. The lawsuit aims to stop a nearly $4 billion payout to Albertsons shareholders until the attorneys general complete a full review of the proposed merger. Work's underway on a $214 million Kinder Bueno production facility in Bloomington. It'll be the first North American location to produce Kinder Bueno, a popular Ferrero premium chocolate bar that launched in the U.S. in 2019. The project will create 200 new jobs over 4 years. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Bring affordable color printing to your office. Are cost concerns holding you back from color printing? Kyocera's unique three-tiered color system is the solution you've been looking for. Cut your color printing dollars. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Watts Copy Systems. Here we go into the weekend. Meteorologist Greg Solier. People are a little concerned about the wind coming to Memorial Stadium perhaps tomorrow for tailgating. 2:30 kickoff, Michigan State here at Illinois. Greg Solier, Mr. Genius, what you seeing on your weather maps, my friend?
Yeah, pretty dynamic setup of the atmosphere with a winter cold or winter type cold across the high plains versus this spring, almost early summer feel. And we're not done with the mild weather despite the passage of this strong system and cold front over the front part of the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms are out through Kansas City, St. Joe, down to eastern sections of Kansas, racing northeastward. The bulk of the rains after midnight tonight until noontime tomorrow. Should he got a good half inch across the area. Fast moving type stuff. But then the wind comes into play actually steadily through the day today, tonight, and tomorrow. I'm not even sure how you're going to be able to kick that pigskin around you on a 50 to 55 mile an hour southwest of wind at Memorial Stadium. Hold on good and tight wherever you do sit. But today, at least, a manageable day. Stray shower out northwest of I-55 later on this afternoon. And boy, it is already a delightful morning. It's 61 at over at Willard and Savoy. Literally almost a late spring, early summer feel today. It's 75. That's 20 above average. The south wind picks up 15 to 25 gusts, 30 to 35. Wind advisory later on this evening through a good part of the day tomorrow through about mid to late afternoon tomorrow. 58 the low with showers and thunderstorms and a south wind rattling the windows up to 50 miles per hour after midnight. That southwest wind will hit 55 miles per hour as well through tomorrow, at least early afternoon. High temperature late morning 63, probably about 56, 57 at the ball game. No rain, but again, high wind at least into the first half of the game. Clearing off tomorrow night, colder 43. Back to partly sunny, breezy, and mild weather for the day on Sunday. It's 67. 60 is Monday, and Election Day Tuesday. We're dry there. Low 70s next Wednesday and Thursday. Change back to cooler weather scheduled for late next week as well. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right. Thank you, friend. We appreciate you. It is Friday. Stay and say Friday.
Friday.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5. His name is Terrence Stuber. He wants to be your next county clerk. How are you, Terrence?
I'm fine, Stevie. Thanks for having me.
Melodious tone there.
Good voice.
I can't
always recruiting.
Always recruiting. I can't say I hear voices because that's weird, but I hear tones, and you've got a nice sunny voice.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, why do you want to be county clerk, Terrence?
Why on earth would I want to be county clerk? I want to be county clerk because Champaign County residents, voters, taxpayers deserve someone who's going to serve everyone. They need someone that's going to put their needs ahead of their own. The Champaign County Clerk is the chief servant of Champaign County, and the job is literally to file their most important paperwork, make sure the tax levies are correct for municipalities, and to protect everyone's right to vote and their vote when they cast it.
Well, the way you're sounding, you're kind of intimating that maybe that's not happening in your opinion.
There are too many things happening in Champaign County right now, in this election right now, but all the way back to 2020, that tell me things could be better.
Okay. How did you get recruited? Who got you into this?
I don't want to say because I don't want to I don't want that person to get blamed if I don't win.
So, I mean, it takes a lot of effort to run for office. Yes, I mean, there's a lot of things you have to do.
Yes, and a lot of places you have to be.
Can I say that you and your wife and your family will be relieved Tuesday night, regardless, just to get done?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so you've been out there trying to tell people, here, I'm Terrence Stuber. What do you do during the day?
I actually am the audiovisual coordinator at VetMed. So what that means is everything the students see and hear in their curriculum, it's my responsibility to make sure that that gets in front of their eyes or in their ears.
Well, then you could help us with my camera.
I told you, Stevie, when we were trying to get things going, I've gotten a few texts saying you're not on Facebook today. What's going on?
I don't think Terrence could help me with that. That's more the bots in Seattle and Facebook.
Listening in.
It always happens after Wednesday. Do you notice that? Wednesday, we get a little fiery and something.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, Terrence Stuber running for county clerk. So what do you want the voters to know about you?
The thing I want the voters to know about me most specifically is there's no agenda here. The agenda is protecting your vote. I don't care how you cast it. The county clerk should be disinterested in how people vote, but just that they vote. So we need to make sure that people understand the importance of voting and that they actually go out and do it. The state's made it very simple for people to vote. You have 40 days of early voting. You have vote by mail. And you have in-person early voting and election day. Yep. You have no excuse not to vote. But then you need someone you can trust to count every vote and then tell the story of Champaign County.
So how hard is it, do you think, to coordinate all the polling places to make sure everything works, make sure you can actually print a ballot?
You know, it's very difficult. There are lots of polling places.
But you're kind of a techno guy, so that's actually a good job requirement to kind of understand internets and plugs.
So the state board requires a spot test of machinery. They don't require the county clerk to test every piece of equipment, every single piece of equipment. But if you're going to run an election, you need to make sure you have more than enough supplies, like toner for the machines. You have to make sure that you've got backup hot spots for if one hot spot's not working at a location. Maybe you have one backup that you send to every polling place. Yeah, it's going to cost a little money, but you want to do this right.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure
that you're techno.
Right.
You put you in front of a keyboard, you're good, right? You're probably that's really good to have. That's a good requirement on your resume to be able to run technical things. And so with your work in audiovisual for VetMed, I think that's a great thing to know, because if you don't know it, then you got to trust somebody who does know it. And what if they don't, you know, that kind of thing. You'll know the language.
Yes.
That's really, really good. I didn't know that.
Actually, some people at VetMed, when they have events, they'll specifically ask me to come because I can speak the language to the people at that venue.
We like cozying up to guys like you because I'll hand you my phone,
you need
Terrence.
A tech guy.
Yeah, you had a thing there, Terrence.
Right.
Terrence Stuber wants to be county clerk. Okay, so the vote is coming. We had early voting. I think early voting ends today.
No, early voting ends on Monday.
You're going to go all the way through Monday now?
All the way through Monday.
Okay, and why is the University of Illinois off on Tuesday? They closed the whole university?
Actually, it's a state holiday. So
not for the private
institution. I didn't know that.
We don't.
Election day is a state holiday.
Oh, wow.
For, and I believe it only is for state employees. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay.
But the University of Illinois is closed on Election Day. It is a holiday now.
We've got that. Let's hear a little of your background, Terrence Stuber. I know you're in my hometown of Tolono.
Yes. So my wife and I bought a house in Tolono. We're raising our four kids there.
Four children.
Four
What
children.
Are the ages?
20, 16, 12, and 10.
Man, you're looking good, Terrence. I wouldn't guess you for
Appreciate
a 20-year-old. That's awesome.
Yeah. But I've been serving on the Village of Tolono board since we bought our house, 2015. And What else? What else you want to know?
I mean, I know you've had Park District background. Yes. Now you're U of I Vet Med. We've talked together about the youth and, you know, being motivational and helping the eighth graders get a plan.
So the eighth grade career conference is one of my favorite things in the world. Having the opportunity to speak to young people about the things important to them, about, you know, getting a job in something that you love to do.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I'm in public service.
Uh-huh.
I love serving people.
Me too.
It's Terrence Stuber. Are you? We have 3 minutes left. I don't know if I should have you comment on this, but a 217 texter sent the stuff from the professor. They called you, hold on, called you black white supremacist.
Yes.
So
yes.
You're a black white supremacist?
Apparently.
So how can you be black and white?
Well, I am mixed.
Okay.
So, well, what kind of name calling is that?
So
this is the professor at the University of Illinois in African American Studies.
Yes. Okay. We in my campaign, we wondered how my opponent was going to pull out the race card, because that seems to be a go-to for people that don't agree with them.
So if you criticize, you're a racist. If you suggest that it's not being done right, you're a racist.
That's what's happening with a lot of people. Yes. Okay.
All right. So how do you respond to things like this? Water off the duck's back? What do you do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I actually put a post on Facebook. Whatever you hear or see, whatever you hear or read about me, don't try to defend me.
So the fact that they're doing that maybe means they're concerned.
Nervous.
Potentially.
Okay. All right.
How about the man of faith stuff in you, Terrence Stuber?
God has given me a specific piece to run right now.
You can tell.
I'm not concerned. I'm doing what he told me to do, and I'm going to leave the results up to him.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been saying this more fervently than I ever have. Our last chance is God. Yes. That's all we got. If we don't have God, it's over.
Yes.
This country's not going to make it. And so we have got to return to that foundation of faith.
We do. We have to put God first, because when we put God first, he takes care of everything else.
On your ad on Christian FM 95.3 here at Stevie J Broadcasting, yes, you started out with a verse.
Proverbs 29:2. Yes. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. Mm. And that verse does not say, when the righteous rule, the righteous rejoice. It says, the people.
Yeah.
We need people in all positions of government, regardless of party, who are men and women of integrity, who are men and women of faith, who are men and women that want to put other people first.
Whew. Terrence Stuber wants to be county clerk.
How can we learn more about you?
My website is stuberforclerk.com.
S-T-U-B-E-R.
S-T-U-B-E-R.
Terrence is two R's, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E.
Yes.
Okay.
All E's, no A's.
That's right.
All right. And okay.
And on the sign it says integrity.
It says accuracy, efficiency, and integrity. Integrity is that foundation that holds all of it up.
So do you have a pet?
I have 5 chickens.
Okay.
And 3 cats.
You're at Vet Med, man. You had to have something.
Yes.
So do you lay eggs?
The chickens do lay eggs.
So you have good eggs at home.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very good eggs. Yeah. And 3 cats that lay no eggs.
Terrence, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here. We appreciate it. And thank you for running, and thank you for being part of the process.
It's my pleasure
to run. Very much. Thank you. Yes. Terrence Stuber wants to be county clerk, ESPN 93.5. Going to check your Fox Business Minute coming up. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, back today, 7:30. That'll be up. We're going to talk to Joe McCullough, U of I Police, about the traffic.
Uh-huh.
We might have traffic. You're gosh. We have a team. It's really good. I'm so excited. We're short-circuiting. So we'll talk about that with Joe, and then Kent's going to join us later today, Kent Brown, U of I, about you guys. I mean, this is like you can't just go sit anywhere now. You got to look at where you're supposed to. This is so weird.
It is.
So I got a ticket. I got to say, where do I sit? I never had to do that.
I know.
At BC Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, BC builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to the monthly employment report. Twitter is expected to conduct massive layoffs today, with employees being notified by email. Reports say Twitter's already facing legal action over the cuts. Bloomberg says a class action lawsuit filed in San Francisco accuses Twitter of violating the Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. It requires large employers to give at least 60 days notice before job cuts. Elon Musk loaded Twitter with $13 billion in debt to close his purchase of the company. At the same time, social media businesses are dealing with weaker ad spending. Inflation apparently isn't stopping people from loving chocolate. Hershey is raising its forecast for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Champaign County, this is Terrence Stuber. I am asking for your vote to restore integrity to the office of county clerk. Irregularities, secrecy, and a disregard for the election code have placed us under heightened scrutiny these last 4 years. You deserve better. We cannot sit by and allow this to continue. If you believe accuracy, efficiency, and integrity still matter in local government, please vote Terrence Stuber for county clerk between now and 7 p.m. on November 8th. Paid for by Citizens for Terrence Stuber.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites, fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, and meatloaf as comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant.
Open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays.
On High Cross Road in Urbana.
You can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Dick Van Dyke, a buyer's worth. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way! Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So, I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow!
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, a buyer's world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. SERRA Champagne.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Lands, heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock Decals and Designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com.
Yeah, I met Kurt Lehman. He's the owner of Aftershock, and they're in Fairbury. And I'm going to probably have him do our window here up there.
Okay, right. Good idea.
He can do that.
Right.
Well, he's a new Stever, and we're going to be offering a business 10 like engraved, etched $40 tumblers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To give you an example of his work.
Mm, that'd be like, nice for the holiday season to perk your employees
and I'll pay for
it. Clients.
I'll pay for that. So we'll do that a little later this month. So be aware, Aftershock, they wrap vehicles. The Lands heating, cooling, and plumbing, those are not easy when you got a window to work around Troy's face. That's hard. And all the things you have to do, and the coloring is so beautiful. Anyway, Aftershock, we welcome there as a new Stever, the program where I, Stevie J, gives you my money. And you can always go to GoStever.com and check what's up. We have offers almost every day, so you can check it out today, too. All right, so coming up, Mike Ditka, who's a little under the weather, but he's back.
Good.
Coach is back. He's down in Naples, too.
Excellent.
So he is in Florida, so it's going to be another hour. We'll give him another hour to get it going, 8:35 Eastern time. So that'll be coming up with Johnny. And again, in fact, I really don't know what to do. It's like a little kid jumping up and down, looking around, where do I go? When we talk about the traffic patterns, it's like, for what? For football. For what?
Right.
I show up 10 minutes before if I want.
Sorry, unless you want to get there at halftime.
So you're going to have to deal with something new called crowds?
Yes.
Yes, I know. Crowds.
Illinois football.
And
because it's Dad's weekend, too.
Yeah, we'll have a lot
you
of people.
You want to make it special for your father.
I'm not going to get all pumped for every seat being full, but I think they'll be darn near. Because you're going to have the high school playoffs are going to draw a few thousand away because all the whole area is involved. So you have that going on. But then you got Purdue, and very few will be left in the high school playoffs by next weekend. I think we're down to the Final Four maybe next weekend. Anyway, you'll have... You'll have some really good crowds. And again, big game with Michigan State. We're a solid favorite, but the wind is going to be a factor. But I like our team in that because we run the ball so well. So I think, again, with our offense and then, of course, our number one defense in America. Number one defense in America.
Unbelievable.
It's just you're sitting here going, okay, wake me up because can't be true. You can't go from being 124th in the nation in completion percentage and be number one this week. I mean, Brett Bielema is headed for all the awards. National Coach of the Year, Big Ten Coach, I mean, everything. I mean, it's just, you win this one, you're going to have a lot of hype for the Purdue game because it will be for the de facto West Conference Championship in the Big Ten. So that's going to be for sure a sellout. And I think ESPN Game Day, the buzz is they're coming. We've never had them. All the spotlights, a huge area with people jumping up and down behind them.
Yes.
That's always somewhere else.
Right.
It's never in Champaign-Urbana. So we just got to focus on tomorrow. Let's get to win tomorrow. Coming back with Coach Ditka, Mike Ditka, and Brother Johnny on this Friday morning. It is November 4. You can early vote through Monday, the election day Tuesday. We'll see what happens.
If you need insurance, you gotta go to Insurance Providers Group. They can help you like they've helped me. Hi, it's Jay Layman. Insurance Providers Group can get you a quote on all aspects of personal, business, agricultural, life, and health insurance, and employee benefits. They represent many insurance companies that allow them to provide you with the most competitive rates and the best coverage. Call Kyle Lewis at 217-352-7080 or email Kyle at ipgins.com or go to the website for a quote at ipgins.com. TGNINS.com.
Totally Christmas open house one last weekend at Prairie Gardens. Enjoy three final days of Christmassy open house cheer this Friday through Sunday. Sip and shop with food tastings and brand new collections. Enjoy exclusive three-day open house specials and enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. One last weekend this Friday through Sunday with a Totally Christmas open house at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Urbana Park District is hiring swim instructors for lessons this fall at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Help people of all ages learn to swim from 2 through adult. What a great second job or part-time for students. Serve the public as a swim instructor. You can apply online at urbanaparks.org/jobs or call Leslie for details. 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Fox News, I'm Samantha Liepman. Elon Musk expected to lay off half the workforce at Twitter today.
Twitter had more than 7,500 employees at the start of the year. The Wall Street Journal says a message sent to staff didn't reveal the extent of the cuts, but said employees will receive a message by 9 a.m. Pacific time about whether they were affected.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The Wall Street Journal reports employees filing a class action lawsuit against the company. And the U.S. economy adds 261,000 jobs in October above forecast. For days, Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving refused to denounce his tweet promoting a film with anti-Semitic tropes. Today, an apology.
Irving wrote a lengthy post on Instagram that begins, "To all Jewish families and communities hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize."
Fox's Jared Max. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. Illinois State Police confirming that one person killed in a crash on Interstate 57 on Thursday. It happened south of the interchange with I-74. Two men in a box truck, both from the Chicago suburb of Cicero. The passenger died. The driver of the semi, 78-year-old Kenneth Johnson of Decatur, refusing medical treatment. Decatur man accused of voting twice in the 2022 Illinois general primary. David Baden arrested this week for violating the Illinois election code. Voting more than once in an election is a felony in the state of Illinois. An Illinois man who's a member of the far-right group, the Proud Boys, pleading guilty to assaulting a police officer. That during the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol last year, James Robert Elliott of Aurora entered a guilty plea in federal court yesterday to assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Van Ampis, Saturday, a partly sunny, windy, and unseasonably mild day ahead. There may be a shower out northwest of Champaign late this afternoon. South wind picks on up 15 to 25, gusts to 35 miles per hour. 75 degrees is 20 degrees above average. Very windy tonight. Mild periods of showers and thunderstorms, especially after midnight. Down to 58, the low. The south wind picks up further, gusting 55 miles per hour after midnight and through a good part of the day tomorrow. Again, out of the southwest. Tomorrow, very windy. Turning cooler, variably cloudy, morning showers and thunderstorms, no rain for the ball game, but as southwest to west winds could hit 50 to 55 miles per hour into the afternoon, 58 then dropping after a morning high of 63. Clearing off tomorrow night, 43, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, 67 on Sunday, into the 60s, Monday and Tuesday, dry for election day, low 70s, next Wednesday and Thursday, a chance of rain, next Friday and a cool off slated. We'll keep you posted. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Mike Maron has been serving as your Republican state representative in the 104th District. Mike is a family farmer deeply involved in agriculture in Illinois. Mike Maron is also a small business owner and knows the effects of the economy. Maron will continue to work on the issues in East Central Illinois and our state.
The safety of our people is a priority. If you jeopardize their well-being, you will be held accountable.
Real values, real results. Re-elect Mike Maron. Paid for by citizens to elect Mike Maron.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new Train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a Train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
All right, our segment brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling. You do have money all over the place. You just ought to check with Max and see what kind of stuff you can get rid of and make a little money. All right, it's Luke Goody is coming up today. We were talking all day yesterday about he's coming in yesterday. Coach Underwood will call practices sometimes and flip times and things. That's what a coach does to figure out the best for all the players. So Luke had to go to that yesterday. But he is scheduled today at 5 with Lonte and Derek Piper here in Philo. He'll be here. Luke Goody, one of the really good basketball players for Illinois this year. Okay, it's Friday, and we begin with, doggone it, Coach is not up for another visit today, Johnny.
And he felt great yesterday. I think he planned to. I'm going to have to go see that boy.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
He is in Naples, Florida. Coach not up for a visit, so... Yeah, I mean he's 83, and so we're kind of bummed about it. We just got the word. I talked yesterday to Diana, his wife, and he was great. So again, ebb and flow here on all this.
I think he likes talking to us. He don't feel good. I can tell you.
We were the only ones for 20 years asking him about other things besides football.
Yes, sir.
And remember, I went to see him one time with all of his quotes that I had transcribed.
Right.
And he was quiet reading them at Mike Ditka's restaurant in Chicago. And I'm sitting there just kind of watching him read it. And he kind of glanced over and said, "These are pretty good."
These are pretty good.
Oh, geez. Yeah, he's come up with... What was the one that he used to say all the time, made T-shirts?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Just stop it. That was a classic. And then you get what you tolerate is another Mike Ditka-ism. And common
sense. It is what it is.
It is. And common sense has been a theme. But he was talking pretty clearly. All his life, he's never been afraid to do that. But he's I guess he was
a pretty straightforward guy. He
wasn't tiptoeing around. When people had a problem with Merry Christmas, he said, "Merry Christmas." I say, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas."
Yeah, and I talked to him after the games when we'd have the Saints games when he was coach. And another one of his sayings was, "John, quit your whining."
He's one of a kind. There's no question. And you and him connected. Have connected on such an interesting level. You
said, yeah, that's true.
He's always on the move, but when you were in a plane with him, you guys would have great deep conversations, and that's pretty cool to have that. And you were part of that inside group in New Orleans. You used to go to the games and sit in his booth and all that stuff. So
yeah, we had some good games and we had a few bad ones down here with the coach, but he had a good team building.
Yeah,
and I thought he did a really good job because I saw the games, and we were, that last year we lost 8 games in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's just stunning. I don't know if you track that in the NFL, I'm not sure anybody's ever done that. I mean, that's just it's absolutely
it
crazy.
It probably has happened, but man, it's tough when and we were coming to, 2 years before that, we were 1-15 and really couldn't compete in the game. We were not in the games. By the second half, the stadium was empty. I mean, it,
wow.
So he really had, and then we won a playoff the next year, the very year, first year he wasn't coach, his guy, his team that he had worked on won our first playoff game.
Well, he obviously knew how to do it. I mean, there's a clip I was going to play today that essentially he went to the Bears players, he called a meeting, and he said, I got good news and bad news, guys. Good news, if you give me 3 years, you're going to the Super Bowl. Bad news, half of you won't be here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's quite a industry, the NFL, and Mike's seen a lot of it, and it's still going strong. Man, it's amazing, some of those games, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, Brother Johnny on the phone, ESPN 93.5, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. There's an election Tuesday. What are you feeling here before this?
You know, it's kind of what we've been talking about for the last 6 months anyway, that people don't like what's happening in a lot of areas, and it's politics, and the presentation by the Democrats has been poor and not true, and it's obviously not true, and I don't know where they're coming from in their thinking, their strategy, just telling us the border's tight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say all kinds of things, like these poor people need a home. Well, we don't need to worry about those laws. We don't feel we're going to tweak them. We're working on it. Or you can say, it's fine. There's nothing happening. And that's what people don't like, because that's not true.
Yeah. No, they flat out deny what's happening. And then lately, some have been saying they're the Democrats are the party of law enforcement. I love that one.
Well, and they did defund the police, crimes through the roof, and they're saying that instead of saying, don't worry, we're sorry, here's what we're going to do, they're saying, we're fine, what's your problem? If you get shot, you get shot. That's not working.
Yeah.
And then even this latest abortion campaign, they stopped women's rights. First of all the states are going to make up their own rules about it. So what they're claiming didn't even happen. They just took it out of federal control. And then they pushed it. It doesn't matter how late the pregnancy is. It's their right. And a lot of people don't like late-term pregnancy.
No.
A lot of people don't like anything to do with abortion, but particularly later term. And they just won't stop. They won't change. And you're wrong. Then they called everybody a fascist if you disagreed and didn't vote for them.
I don't
know what they're thinking, and I don't know who's calling the shots. So the bottom line is, what do I feel? I think the Republicans are going to have a big night, Senate and House. So at this point, we're just going to watch.
Senator John Kennedy, Louisiana, what's he saying about it?
He's pretty chipper, and he's going to walk in. But, he was telling me, I said, they're going to be in trouble if they keep this up about 4 months ago to him. He said, John, they're already backing up. He said, I think they're in a hole. They're not going to get out of for all those reasons. You can call it bad policy, and you can call it bad politics, and you'd be right. So,
well, and Colin Cowherd is a sports guy, and he said a tweet that said, it's over. You don't mess with a mom of a child who's in school. He said, that's all you need to know. And that happened in Virginia. Virginia was a huge sweep because of the school issue. And if you wake up the mom and dad a little bit, some they'll get active. And
well, there's a lot of people that was a big mistake, and there's a lot of people that don't appreciate that January 6th investigation with all the rioting that was going on, and all of a sudden, well, you can't come after us just because we let all this happen. Get home. And a lot of things came out that weren't true about that, and then they went with this committee thing, and you saw what happened to Liz Cheney, who really, they're a very iconic, more moderate to conservative, very conservative, some would say family, a political legacy that's pretty big, and she just got crushed in Wyoming, like 29%.
I mean, I'm wondering her relevance in this at all. She's endorsing Democrats, and it's just, well, she's not a Republican. What's the story?
I don't know what's her problem. But the point is, it's just none of their strategies and political moves have worked like they planned. And it kind of builds on itself when it starts to go south. And again, there's just no atonement or willing to recognize, yeah, maybe we went too far. I think Clinton said something about we do need a border. I mean, he's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
And so I think it's just been a spectacle. And okay, all of that said, what does that mean? Well, we pay $4 or $5 for gasoline. I like $2 gas better than $5. Yeah. I don't like being dependent on these other countries. I don't think it's fair to let people in the country. I was talking to a worker in Estes Park who immigrated for the summer to work because they need workers, and people from Romania and Ukraine come over for the summer. They get to come to America. He said it's great, but he can't handle the paperwork. He got a file an inch and a half thick. They're always asking questions, filling out more forms, because they want to make sure everything's right about him being in the country. And then on the other side of the country, they're delivering people in buses to places we don't even know where they are or if they're here. No documentation, no idea who they are. That's just not fair. And that's just one example. Steve, you can go down the list. It's yeah. been an amazing, and many people feel like, deliberate attempt to cause chaos so they can justify changing the whole system.
Yeah.
That we have in America.
Well,
and that could be the case.
Well, we'll see. I think it's a wave. If we find out that New Hampshire goes Republican and Virginia's 2nd and 7th district are the keys, if those go Republican, the word is it's a tsunami, not a wave. So we'll see what happens Tuesday. Who knows? We'll see. Okay, so before I let you go, Brother Johnny here, Coach Ditka not up for an interview today, darn it. So pray for Mike Ditka. That would be awesome. We have a situation in Champaign-Urbana, Johnny, where we actually have to look at our football ticket and see where our seat is versus we'll sit over there. So I got Assistant Chief of U of I Police Joe McCullough coming up, and he's going to talk about traffic. We just haven't had that word around for a while. So this is unique, Johnny. We used to go to the games in high school and
right.
get in for $2, and then you'd stamp my hand. We'd get in for $1 if you cost
average. And remember when you just parked wherever.
We parked at the golf course across the street, and the game started at 5:05.
Right.
We got there at 1, and then went to Dairy Queen afterwards. We walked in and sat in the horseshoe anywhere we wanted to. Wow, now we have tickets that we have to follow.
No, it's great. I'll tell you, and it's with the best thing. These guys are good.
Yeah,
this isn't
really
one of those,
good.
we might blow it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a good football team.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got some margin. And if they play well, I don't know how many teams can beat these guys.
Oof.
So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game. It's still Michigan State, if you know what I mean.
No, I know. So. I know. They got eight guys suspended. I don't care. They still hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a better football team, but we better come and play and just take care of it and win the football game. We're going to have really, really windy conditions before the game.
Shoot.
And
okay.
We're talking about gusts of 40-ish. And so that's going to be hard on the tailgating tents. But other than that, it should fade by 2:30's kick. And then we'll try and get that victory, and then I think it all breaks loose. This will be a final home game against Purdue for the West Championship with ESPN Game Day perhaps here. It's a show. I mean, it'll really be electric for the Purdue game for sure.
Well, and do we need the win? And we're going to win, but I don't know mathematically. Is there still going to be a showdown with Purdue
yeah.
either way?
No, if Purdue loses to Iowa, it's still a showdown. Because technically,
yeah, right.
if they,
the winner of that game
yeah.
is going to hold the tiebreaker.
And so we're going to Michigan, which we're certainly going to be underdogs there. We're mm-hmm. going to be big favorites against Northwestern.
Yeah, that's the
But
last game.
It'll still play out. We can close
yeah.
it out with two wins in a row here and get ready for the Big Ten championship, which we're not used to saying.
So exactly.
Like
we don't want to jinx it in Indy on December 3rd.
Well, the Big Ten.
No, it's fun, man.
It's unbelievable. The Big Ten bought advertising to say
right.
that there's a game in
Start
December.
Thinking
I didn't
about
know,
tickets.
I didn't know there was a game in
what?
December. Who told me?
No, we forgot about football. Not forgot, but forgot what it can be in terms of fun and looking forward to the game. Because really, like you were saying, we'd be talking about the exhibition basketball and everything else at this point for the last, 10 years?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
To my fandom and looking at it with my eyes, I don't think I've ever seen maybe the late 80s when we had John Makovic and Jeff George, and that was a very good defense back then. But this has been a long time since we had, as Jay Layman says, we have five NFL football players on the defense.
And Jay had a real good team in
2007. And they
I didn't know that far.
Yeah, they went to Pasadena, and we lost to USC. And
right.
Rashard Mendenhall and Jay Layman was the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Former walk-on, moved to All-American captain. I mean,
love it.
Great story. But anyway, it's exciting stuff. And then we have basketball Monday against Eastern Illinois University. And it's like, okay, basketball. We're talking
about that an opener?
That's an opener.
Oh, boy.
And so we've got all kinds of excitement in football, basketball. That's why it's a little short-circuiting. I just don't know what to do. Everything's really exciting.
Let's take a deep breath. We can handle it. We can take it.
And we got our Unity Rockets in action against Mount Carmel tomorrow.
All right. Yep.
So they're still in the playoffs. We have Muhammad Seymour and Metamora. SJO is at Stanford. Tuscola against Jacksonville. Route. We have Salt Fork at Colfax and Catlin, Prairie Central. That was our first loss of the season for the Unity Rockets against Prairie Central. They're facing Roxana. So it could be down the pipe that we face Prairie Central.
It'd be after this game.
Right.
Prairie Central, Johnny, is the man. They're undefeated. 34-12. They beat Unity game one, and that was their closest game. Kind of a Saint T back in the game. Back in the day, dominant this year, very dominant.
Well, we've gotten better, so we'll just take the game tomorrow and see what happens.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, brother. I appreciate you very much. And coach is not feeling well. We are not going to get him on, of course, today. But we pray for Mike Ditka. He's an awesome guy, but got to get him feeling a little better.
Yeah, I'll check in too and see how they're doing. But hopefully next week we'll be talking to him.
Hope so. Hey, Johnny, appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks, brother. Johnny down in New Orleans. ESPN 93.5, 751. We'll get that windy weather coming up.
Hey, folks, this is State Senator Chapin Rosen. J.B. Pritzker's running around the state asking for your vote, telling you everything's fine. Well, you and I know it's not fine. Go to the grocery store. It's not fine. The Safety Act the governor signed it into law, saying it was great, and then 2 weeks before the election, he says he wants to change it. Why is that, governor? Maybe it's because you should have never signed it in the first place. The incompetence knows no bounds. For our state retirees, group health insurance program, he signs and inks a deal with an insurance company that doesn't even have local providers of health care for our citizens to go to. What kind of a governor does that? Is it a governor that's deliberately doing his job for the best interest of the people of the state of Illinois? Or is it a governor that really doesn't know what he's doing and signing whatever people put in front of him? At the end of the day, folks, I stand up to J.B. Pritzker in Springfield. I'm asking for your vote on November 8th, but this is also your chance as a citizen to tell J.B. Pritzker and the rest of the Democratic Party in this state, from the county to the executive mansion, that you've had enough. Please join me in voting Republican. Paid for by friends of Chapin Rose.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And this mild, warm weather pattern continues on. It will be wind-driven for the next 24 to 36 hours. A dynamic feature out of the Pacific Northwest into the plains will move in our direction. Yeah, there's rain in the forecast for the front part of the weekend, but should exit before the ball game tomorrow. But wind will be a major factor over the next 24 to 36 hours. Another warm-up slated around here and a largely dry weather pattern for harvest operations next week. Windy and seasonally mild for the day today, a slim chance for a shower out northwest of us late in the day up to 75. That south wind picks on up, gusting to 35 miles per hour later this afternoon. Later tonight and through a good part of the day tomorrow, wind advisory low down to 58 tonight with periods of showers and thunderstorms. And that southwest wind will hit 50 to 55 miles per hour later tonight and tomorrow. Dry time at kickoff and temperatures in the upper 50s for the ball game. Clearing off tomorrow night down to 43. On Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, milder up to 67. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
If you're not familiar with Lifeline Connect, this is a program that helps men get off drugs and alcohol. They do a tremendous job with their 24 beds. Funding the Dream is a series of luncheons where you can go enjoy a lunch for free and see the dorm and learn more about how you can help Lifeline Connect. For more information, simply go to lifelineconnect.org and you can help change lives and generations. lifelineconnect.org. Healing men in the name of Jesus.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Greg's weather brought to you by our good friends at the Urbana Park District.
And it's America Recycles Day. And at the Anita Purvis Nature Center tomorrow between 9 and noon, you can learn about recycling and upcycling as they have a professor coming in, Professor Chris Birdie from Parkland, that's talking about taking things that you find that could be someone's trash and making it into a treasure like art. You can find out details about this at urbanaparks.org.
Okay, calling one of our favorite law enforcement officials, Joe McCullough. He'll be coming up. Joe McCullough at the University of Illinois.
Absolutely.
Talking about some traffic. Kent Brown still to come on the program.
Mm-hmm.
It is Friday, November 4. You can still vote today. You can get it done Monday, or you can vote on Election Day. How many people vote on Election Day? Reason I get it done, in case there's any problems in our line, then on a, you know, busy Tuesday, hard to stand in line a long time.
Yeah, you're right.
Want to get it done, kind of get it.
But if, some people do have that day off.
Yeah, I know.
For Election Day
State
off.
Holiday?
Wow.
Is that post offices and banks?
I don't understand. It's because we're, not working for the government here. Well, don't know all the holidays.
So there won't be any post office if it's a... I don't know.
And
I have no
banks?
Idea.
I don't know either.
Is that those things don't apply to the public, private industry. So
we're working.
We'll be working until we get to our official, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And
actually, I won't be working. I'll be in San Diego.
Going to a leadership conference, becoming a real authentic, absolute leader. She already is, but she's even getting honed in more.
And because of that, my Veterans Day duties that I usually have in Savoy are being handed off to you, Stevie J.
That is the B team. Looking forward to that on the 11th.
Thank you for being a part of
Friday.
That. It's going to be great. And a Black Hawk helicopter is involved. So make sure you're taking note of the festivities between 11 and 1. Even free tickets for the veterans who want to see the Top Gun Maverick movie at Savoy 16.
It'll be next in Savoy will be where?
After the ceremony, we're handing out the free tickets.
But where before can people come see the Black Hawk helicopter?
It's right there in front of the municipal building.
In Savoy.
Right off of Route 45 and Tamarack, I believe is the name of the street, or Tamaras.
We'll check the news next. We had Terrence Stuber was on earlier this morning.
Hey there, Illini fans. This is Terrence Stuber, candidate for Champaign County Clerk. Election Day is November 8th, and just like Josh Whitman only wants to hire high-quality, qualified coaches, we need you to vote for high-quality men and women of integrity to lead in Champaign County government. Your vote is your voice. Don't let anyone else speak for you. Get out and vote, and go Illini.
Paid for by citizens for Terrence Stuber.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Everyone at Mattex Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical is eternally grateful for the contributions and sacrifices made by the men and women who protect our freedoms in our armed forces. The annual Veterans Day giveaway is one of the ways that Mattex gives thanks and honor to these heroes. For the seventh consecutive year, Mattex is giving away a complete HVAC system and installation to a deserving veteran and their family. Nominations will be accepted, and the winner will be announced on Veterans Day.